heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. On this program, we seek to explore the intersection of faith, family, and work life. How is it possible to walk by faith and not by sight? And how do you live a life that is pleasing to God? How can you ask God into every part of your life, your parenting and your friendships, your work life and your leisure time? Is it possible to be friends with God? And does God still perform miracles? Does God answer prayer, and do our prayers matter? These are just some of the questions we like to discuss on this program. If you already know Jesus as your Savior, this show is intended to be kind of like a cup of coffee and an encouragement for you this morning, and perhaps provide some examples to draw from of God's grace and mercy. If you don't yet know Christ or have a living hope, we believe that faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. We also believe in the power of God's Word, or you may also know this as the Bible. We believe in the power of sharing testimonies of the goodness of God and how we worship a promise-keeping God, and His promises are ours for believing and receiving. We also believe that God's Word never comes back void. In the Old Testament, God said through the prophet Isaiah, referring to His Word, "I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it." So on this show, we've been given a chance to share God's Word and His truth. And as St. Augustine once said, the truth is like a lion. It does not need to be defended. Let it loose. It will defend itself. So on this show, we're going to set the truth. We're going to set it loose, and we hope you enjoy our program. Again, thank you for joining us today on the show. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia and the Valley, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The annual Independence Day Parade and Free Union will be happening on Sunday, July 2nd, starting at the Church of the Brethren on Free Union Road at 4 p.m. Everybody is welcome to participate in the parade with your kids, cars, animals, or all of the above. The parade is sponsored by the Free Union Homemakers Association. USA Dance presents their June Ballroom Dance on June 24th at Unity Church on Hydraulic Road near Albemarle High School. Featured will be ballroom, Latin, nightclub, and swing dance. Beginner class happens at 7 p.m. and the dance starts at 8. More info at usadanceseville.org. Arc of the Piedmont's 4th annual bocce tournament is happening on Monday, July 3rd at Cardinal Hall on Preston Avenue in Charlottesville. The tournament is from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Details at arcpva.org. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@seavillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchb.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today. With us on the program, we have my friend and dear brother in Christ, Greg Lohr, with us. Greg, thank you so much for joining us again on the show, having you back on the show.
Thank you, dear brother Jeff. It's my joy and honor, and I mean, we get to talk about our Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
It's nothing like, better.
Isn't it awesome? I know. And on this show, that's what we like to do. We like to talk about the goodness of God, and I tell you, Greg, the first 40 years of my life, I never read the Bible. Mm-hmm. I didn't know God's Word. And then, you know, I had through a couple of different friends and through kind of a searching and seeking on my own, I picked up God's Word, and I have not stopped reading it since. I'm now 52, and I just read it every day. And the more I read it, the more I want it.
Amen.
And so the interesting thing is that all of a sudden, the Lord opens up a door, and the next thing you know, We're sharing God's word over the radio. And and here we are on Everyday Faith Radio, our third year. Hallelujah. But here's what I want to share with you that's kind of interesting. Okay. So doing this show has been a real blessing to me because it requires some homework and preparation for the show. And so I dig in even harder into God's word. And one of the blessings of this show is that at the front desk of this radio station, there's this woman named Joyce. Mm-hmm. And she is like an angel. Mm-hmm. And she has been a very good friend of mine. And she's really encouraged me. And she's a very strong, praying woman of faith. Mm-hmm. And so every time I come in to see the show, she's always praying for me, and she's always encouraging me, and we've developed quite a friendship.
That's wonderful.
So I come in, and now our relationship has grown to the point where we share books with each other, we share scripture with each other, and I come into the station 3 weeks ago now, and she looks at me and says, "I think you need to spend time in 1 Corinthians 13. And I thought about that for a second, and I really respect Joyce, but just in full confession, 1 Corinthians 13, many of our listeners who are Bible readers know that's the love chapter that Paul writes. Right. And it's read almost at every wedding today. And the punchline is faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
Right.
I had it read at my wedding 27 years ago. I read it at my sister's wedding. And so when Joyce said, go to 1 Corinthians 13, I was a little resistant because I was like, been there, done that.
Right.
Maybe you got your chapters mixed up, Joyce. So, but knowing this woman is really special, I said, I'm going to go spend some time in 1 Corinthians 13. So I go through it, and I'm going to read a couple of verses for our listeners. Most of you will know this chapter. I'm going to pick it up. 1 Corinthians 13, I'm going to pick it up in verse 4. It goes like this, Greg. Love is patient, love is kind, is not jealous, love does not brag, is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly, it does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered. Let me just go a little bit further. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So let me stop there. So the way I read the Bible is I read it in a couple of different translations, and I flipped it over to the Amplified. That was in the NASB translation, and then I flipped it over into the Amplified translation. And the Amplified translation, there was a verse that jumped off the page at me. It said this. Again, this is 1 Corinthians 13, chapter 1 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Again, talking about love. Is not rude, is not self-seeking, it is not provoked. And here's the punchline for me. It does not take into account a wrong endured. So I wrestled with that. I listened to that. I meditate on that. And let me just tell you what happened to me, Greg Lohr. Here's what happens to me. Throughout the course of my life, I have been an athlete who, being an athlete, sometimes we keep a list of motivations. And sometimes we have people on our list of motivations, you know, people that are our competitors. You know, I want to beat so and so. And so I've sort of genetically developed a list over time. And now I get into the business world, and, you know, stuff happens over the course of business. We all have highs and lows in business. But here's what happened to me, what I discovered. I kept a list. Mm. I kept a list of people in my mind who I felt had done me wrong. And in full disclosure, I had it in a couple different places. I had it in my weight room in my house, and I also had it in the back of my notebook. And so when I read that verse, love does not keep a record of wrongs done. I said to the Lord, because it came crashing down on me like a wave, I said to the Lord, please don't take my list. Because I was comforted with my list. I was energized by my list. Don't make me give up my list. And so what I found was the Lord said, hand over your list. Hand it over. And where I went, we started, Jesus really gave me a strong message during this time. And he directed me back to the beginning of Jesus's ministry in Luke chapter 4, when he stands up in the synagogue and says that he has come to set the captives free. And in this particular case, the message came to me crystal clear. Give me your list, because I'm going to set you free. And I was like, set me free from what? And then just don't take my list. But I had to hand it over, and we had a whole ceremony. And then what you don't realize as a father, and some of our listeners will get this, is that my children knew I had a list. And so I had to call each one of my children and apologize that was the way that I was leading them to keep a list. And so I told each one of my children, I've let go of the list. I've handed it over. And then we have this conversation, and my oldest daughter says, well, do you mean I have to let go of my list? And I was like, well, that's a decision you're going to have to make, honey. But let me just tell you, I have been set free by letting go of this list. And I think of that whole incredible experience that I had that came from our good friend at the front desk of the radio station, Joyce, who points me to 1 Corinthians 13 and forces me to dig in and find that message. And then let me just tell you this, Greg, and we're heading to the break here, and then we're going to hear from you. But I've had the opportunity now to share this message in several different places. There's a faith and leadership group that meets throughout Charlottesville at a couple different places. And so I've been able to share the message that came to me from reading 1 Corinthians 13. And I've had more people come up to me after my talks explaining that short story, saying, can you walk me through that again? And what I've learned, Greg, is that in the Old Testament, you have prophets like Ezekiel and Jeremiah and Samuel who prophesy about how in the new covenant that's coming,
right,
you will have a new heart.
True.
You will take your heart of stone will be replaced by a heart of flesh.
Yes.
It's a supernatural heart,
right,
that you receive. And the only way for me to give up the list and to live with this love that the Apostle Paul is talking about in 1 Corinthians 13 is to receive that supernatural heart transplant.
Amen.
And it's really kind of what I have found, Greg, that is amazing. It becomes almost a daily heart transplant.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, goodness.
Absolutely. All that you have said is true and correct.
Well, it's rocked my world. And that's why the joy for me of this show is to share what I've learned, what Jesus is teaching me, has taught me, and continues to teach me, and to share it with our listeners.
And, you know, for your encouragement, for listeners' understanding, you can't do this in the spur of the moment. You have to do it in that quiet prayer closet,
yes,
and so that you're in God's, the hollow of God's hand for him to work by his word in your heart with the Holy Spirit's indwelling and help, Jeff. So you're not just shooting from the hip. You had that. It's time, it's relationship invested between you and Jesus.
Amen.
So that you now, he brings you forth to preach and teach and make disciples of Jesus.
And so, as we're heading to the break, this is Everyday Faith Radio. We have Greg Lohr on as our guest, and we're heading to the break. I just want to encourage anybody who feels like their heart is a little crusty and a little filled with bitterness. I know exactly where you're coming from. But when you bring Jesus into your heart and make him the king of your world, you receive this. The Apostle Paul talks about it in 2 Corinthians. He says you become a new creation.
Amen.
Come.
The old is gone, the new has come.
New has come. And so that's the great joy of my life, Greg, and I appreciate you listening to my story. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, I promise we're going to hear from Greg Lohr and less from me. So please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Zion Crossroads Volunteer Fire Department's Fireman's Poker Run is happening on July 15th. Check-in is at 9:30 a.m. First bike's out at 10 a.m. Then after the poker run, they'll have a community event featuring food and drinks at the fire department on Poindexter Road in Louisa from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more info, visit PokerRun at zcvfd.org. The Divine Women of Destiny presents Charlottesville Family Fun Day on July 1st from 3 to 5 p.m. at Forest Hills Park. The family-friendly event is free. Call 249-2280. The Shenandoah Valley Workforce Centers can help you find a job if you're between 16 and 24 years of age. For more information, contact Valley Workforce at 540-887-9895. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us again on the program is my good friend Greg Lohr. Greg is a local businessman and fired-up believer and disciple of Jesus. And thank you so much for being on the show. Greg, it's your turn. What has the Lord put on your heart recently?
Well, I'll share that, but I want to come back around on what you just shared,
yes,
from Sister Joyce and from the Lord through 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Brother Jeff. Just this morning in my quiet time with Jesus, he has me in Psalms and Proverbs and Isaiah and 2 Kings and the book of John. And so Jesus saved my soul as a young boy, but I need Jesus to save me from myself each new day. And so I woke up this morning as usual with a crusty heart. And so in Psalm chapter 3, the Holy Spirit had me write down, "To the Lord I cry aloud, and he answers me from his holy hill." So I took that as encouragement. I'd been restored. I'd had my time of confessing my sin and letting the Holy Spirit search my heart and letting Jesus forgive me. And so I hear that word from our Heavenly Father in the psalm. And then I'm in Proverbs 21. And one of the first verses that the Holy Spirit pings me on is, "All a man's ways seem right, but the Lord weighs the heart." And I immediately came under conviction from the Lord of, I can cry out to God wanting him to answer, but my motives could certainly be way off, couldn't they? And so what you were just sharing about love, God's pure, perfect love made manifest in our Lord Jesus Christ, I became convicted that a lot of times what I want to call love is performance-seeking and self-seeking. Mm-hmm. And you just rebuked me through God's word of love is not self-seeking. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I was battling this morning before coming into the studio for this. Mm-hmm. So I praise Jesus for his word. I praise God that only he can fully sanctify us and forgive us of our sins and make us anew, so that as we are restored to him and we feed on his word, that he brings together a beautiful crash of his ordained circumstances that he has planned today from eternity with what he wanted to tell us in our prayer closet from his word, so that we are in the midst of experiencing the God of Israel right now, right here, right now. The word that the Lord, and you know, the last radio show, you lobbed a question to me, and the Holy Spirit gave me the answer of how does a person, where would you tell them to go in the Bible? And the Holy Spirit had me say, read the book of John. And Jesus has orchestrated that I've been walking with him in John right now as well. And I am so blessed to hear him speak, and was so impacted by a verse, I want to say about a week or two ago, from John chapter 6, verse 45. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. So as you said, 12 years ago, the Lord put you on a course of knowing and loving him. 16 years ago, I was in my office and I said, Daddy, how can I know you and love you more? His whisper to me was, start at the beginning. And I didn't know our Heavenly Father from the full counsel of his word, Jeff. But what the Lord wanted me to know and to share today was you and I are spending time listening to our Heavenly Father through his word, and that's the primary source of the way he speaks to his children. And we are learning from him, and he's drawing us to Jesus. Jesus has saved our souls. When we trusted him as our Savior, he is indwelling us with his Spirit, and we're feeding our soul, our spirit man, the living word of God, so that we come back to Jesus each and every day, so that we can be witnesses for Jesus. Because in Revelation, those who make it through to the end are those that hold to the word of God, the blood of the Lamb, and the word of our testimony.
Revelation 12:11. Amen. Let me just mention one thing that you that comes to mind is that through the course of my faith journey and sharing about my faith journey, I've had numerous, and it's mostly been men who have approached me, and they have said to me, I want that Jesus experience that you describe in detail. And my response is always this, that Jesus experience is available to you, but it does require some pursuit on your part. So you and I, Greg, and this is Everyday Faith Radio, and our guest today is Greg Lohr, we pursue after Jesus in his word, and we receive from him divine revelation. My friends who want that Jesus experience and they want to know him, I'm always pointing them to the word. Just dig into the word. That experience that you've had, that experience that I've had, is not special to us, although it is incredible to us. It's available to anyone.
Amen.
Who reaches out and pursues Jesus in his word. And so what I wanted to say before I get back to you, Greg, is that I think it's I think we all need time of renewal. We all need time of rest. But if you're just sitting at home watching TV at night, when you can be digging into God's word, we have a choice to make and through the course of our day. If you really want, if you have a heart that is hot after God, this relationship and this experience is available. I just point people to God's word, read the Bible, and you will experience, well, the Apostle Paul says that do not be conformed to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so that transformation is available.
Yes. Amen.
But it requires some effort on our part to pursue, to go after Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then it's a receiving part.
Yes.
I didn't want anybody to take that as it's anything that we do, but it is totally in receiving Jesus into your heart. It's a total gift of grace. It is totally by grace. But again, it's the renewing of your mind daily.
To take off of that, Jeff, I'm blessed to teach first and second graders in my church. And I'm very careful to not create an experience for them, but to share Jesus authentically and transparently in God's word to them. And I see him opening many of those little hearts to receiving him as their savior. And what you're saying from these grown men coming to you and saying, Jeff, how can I get this Jesus experience? Really what that's telling me is I want myself on the throne of my heart and a dabbling of Jesus for success, if you will, success in my marriage or my family or my business. It's a worship situation that we have. And we wake up, whose am I today? We're servants of one of two people. We're either servants of Satan or servants of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And those of us who have received Jesus as Savior, he wants us to make him daily Lord of our hearts and our lives, Jeff, so that we're not just Jesus experiencers, we're Jesus followers.
That's good.
And in a very noisy world, the Lord helped me this week boil down to the gospel sharing in three steps. One, read the book of John. Two, trust Jesus. Three, follow Jesus. There's not much more that our small minds in the technology and speed of this world can really focus on, but Jesus helped me boil that down to pointing hearts to him in that way. So that it's a personal relationship with Jesus, not an experience with Jesus.
That's a good word. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We have my good friend Greg Lohr on the program. Greg, Jesus said that whoever wants to follow me or come after me must deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow me daily. It's not a once a week. It's not in church once a week.
No.
It's a daily. And then what I find for me is I fill up where I try to kind of drain my brain of all my crazy thoughts. I try to drain my brain and fill it to overflowing with God's word.
You know, it goes back to just what you were sharing. I think I shared it in the last program, Isaiah 26:3. You keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, for he trusts in you. And what you're saying, Jeff, is get to Jesus, feed on Jesus, trust Jesus, and keep your mind stayed on Jesus. And all he promises us is today. Tomorrow is not promised for any of us. So I was talking with my assistant earlier this week. She said a friend had a friend who didn't wake up, but was a Christian. And I said, can you imagine me going to sleep and waking up with Jesus in full view? We will be there one day, dear brother. Stay the course following our Savior.
Greg Lohr, thanks for being on the program. To you and your family and to all of our listeners, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. Thanks for joining us this morning. We'll see everybody next week on Everyday Faith Radio. Come restore and make